This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The top federal prosecutor investigating the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol building said on Tuesday he expects indictments will be handed down as soon as this week as the FBI works to track down more than 400 suspects in the sprawling investigation. Acting U.S. Attorney General Michael Sherwin told reporters Tuesday that more than 135 people have been arrested in connection with the attack, which left five people dead and sent members of Congress rushing to safety. To date, only a handful of indictments have been returned against the more than 100 people charged with a range of crimes from minor trespassing offenses to more serious allegations such as assault on police officers. The FBI is investigating whether groups of people may have plotted in advance to storm the Capitol. Sherwin said on Tuesday he expects some will be facing charges of seditious conspiracy. Earlier this month, his office charged three members of the far-right anti-government militia known as Oath Keepers with conspiring ahead of the Capitol siege. Federal officials also said Tuesday that investigation continues into the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick and the planting of pipe bombs at both the headquarters of the Democratic and the Republican parties in Washington, D.C. Most Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted Tuesday against holding an impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump, signaling that he likely has enough votes to secure an acquittal. The House of Representatives voted January 13th to impeach the president over the question of whether he incited the insurrection on the U.S. Capitol building. The vote was 55-45 in favor of proceeding with a trial, but only five Republicans in today's vote joined all 50 Democrats. At least 17 Republicans would have to side with Democrats to convict Mr. Trump. This is VOA News. For the first time since his inauguration, U.S. President Joe Biden spoke Tuesday with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, expressing concerns about the arrest of dissident Alexei Navalny, Moscow's cyber espionage campaign, and bounties on U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Two senior Biden administrative officials described the call on Tuesday. According to U.S. accounts of the call, Biden told Putin that Russia and the United States should complete a five-year extension of their nuclear arms control treaty before it expires in early February. Russia has not yet commented on the call, but Moscow announced Tuesday that Russia and the United States have struck a deal to extend the New START nuclear arms treaty. The Biden administration has not confirmed this. Aides of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny called Tuesday for new anti-government rallies in Moscow this weekend outside the FSB security agency and Vladimir Putin's presidential administration. A 44-year-old opposition figure's team posted an event on Facebook calling for his supporters in Moscow to gather at noon on Sunday. The team said protesters would march through the capital. Police on Saturday detained nearly 3,900 people, a record for a single day at rallies in more than 100 cities across Russia, where demonstrators called for Navalny's release. Navalny was detained January 17th upon his arrival in Moscow from Germany, where he had been recovering following a poisoning attack with a Soviet-era nerve agent. Navalny accuses the FSB, or Federal Security Service, of carrying out the poisoning on Putin's orders. That's a claim the Kremlin has repeatedly denied. Ugandan security forces have ended their de facto house arrest of opposition leader Bobi Wine after a court order said authorities should either charge Wine with a crime or let him go free. Official election results showed longtime President Yoweri Museveni winning last week's presidential election. His National Resistance Movement won an overwhelming majority in parliament at the poll. But Wine has rejected the results as fraudulent and declared himself president-elect. His party says it has evidence of widespread election irregularities. Museveni has rejected the allegation, calling the election the most cheating-free in Uganda's post-colonial period. Wine said Tuesday the party might go to court to challenge the presidential election outcome. And Ghana's president, lawmakers, and a host of dignitaries on Tuesday paid final respects to former President Jerry John Rawlings, Ghana's longest-serving leader. He died in November at age 73. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.